We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachas, Evan Oezer, Hilchas Gittin, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Tes Zayin. We're in the middle of a discussion on the topic of Yibum, the mitzvah of Yibum, which refers to a situation where there are two brothers, a brother who is married passes away, and Lo Aleinu did not have any children with his wife. And this obligates his brother, the brother who's living, to go ahead and perform either Yibum, which is a type of marriage, with the wife of his brother in order to produce children on his brother's name, on the brother who passed away's name, or else Chalitza. And we'll see much more about this as we continue. So Rav Nosson Zal spoke about the great significance of bringing children into the world. And then he says now, Vioz Daika, and if a person has been privileged to bring children into the world, then Yochoil Hanifter Lalois Limakoim Kiddushosoi. Then when the person passes away, he has the ability to have his soul rise up to its place of holiness, La Asar de Ikri Koidish Kodoshim, to the place that's referred to as Holy of Holies. Sheshom alias haneshamois la'achar histalkusan. That's where the souls go up to after a person passes away. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, mi yale bahar Hashem. Which person will go up to the mountain of Hashem? Kimavura bezoyer HaKadosh. And the Zoyer HaKadosh says this refers to a person passing away and the soul rising up to this very high place. Because of the fact that this person was privileged during his lifetime to produce children in the world, which we learned earlier is like bringing new seichel into the world. Each child that's born comes with its individual seichel. And another term for seichel, we know that the tachlis of seichel is etza, advice, guidance. The Torah, each one of the 613 pieces of the Torah is called an etza. So because the person was zecha to bring children into the world, which means bringing etzos into the world, bechinas hamtokas hadinim, which results in sweetening the midas hadin, shehimshich mehaseichel akoilel, and the person drew these children. Where did he bring these children from? They originate from, their souls originate from that very high place called Seichel HaKoilel. Ayidezeh zoiche achshov la'alois l'shom. That's what makes it possible for the person, when it's time for him to leave, to leave the world, to have his soul go up to this place, the Kodshei Kodoshim, shemishom shoiresh habonim, which is the origin of where children originate from, shoyresh kola sechliim v'cholo eitzes v'ganam. And it's also the origin of all seichel and all advice. V'alkein nikroim habonim limudei Hashem. And this is why we find in a pasuk in Yeshaya chapter 54 that children are referred to as Limudei Hashem, the studies of Hashem. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, V'chol bonayich Limudei Hashem, V'rav shloim bonoyich. Ki Limudei Hashem heim bechinas netzach v'hoid, bechinas eitzois, kayodua. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the term Limudei Hashem is associated with the Sfirois of Netzach and Hoid, which is where the power of Eitzah comes from. We know the Gemara says in Brachas, Kloyois Yoyatzois. The kidneys are where the Eitzah originates from. And that's in the lower part of the body, the area of Netzach and Hoid, which are also referred to as Yeshuois. Ukemuva Bedivrei Rabbeinazal Kamapomim, as is brought in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings in several places, in Torah Chav Beis, chapter 22, paragraph 1, and in chapter 41, that Netzach and Hoid are referred to as Eitzois, and they are referred to as Limudei Hashem. They're also referred to as Bonim. We know that the Sfirois of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes are usually referred to as Ovois, fathers. They are Keneged Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, which makes Netzach and Hoid referred to as Bonim. V'zehu v'chol bonayich Limudei Hashem v'rav shloim bonoyich. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the connection in the Pasuk now. The words v'rav shloim, daiko. Look how there's got to be a lot of peace that's associated with this. Ki habonim shehem Limudei Hashem b'chinas eitzois heim b'chinas shloim hepech hamachlokes. Because children who are referred to as Limudei Hashem, we said they represent Eitzos, they also represent Shalom, which is the opposite of Machloikis. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, in chapter 61, which this halacha is based on, Ki al yedei tikkun hamachloikis, that it's only when we resolve Machloikis, al yedei sheshovin b'tshuva, by doing tshuva, umisaknim pigama machloikis, kemavur bataranal, and thereby correcting the negative aspects of machloikis. Vizehu, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 128, urei vonim levonecho, sholoim al Yisrael. May you be blessed to see children from your children, which means grandchildren, peace in Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? The Gemara says in Ksubas, page 50, Shelo yitztarchu lovoi lidei chalitza ve'yibum. This is a blessing that you should be zoicha, not to leave the world without having children, and your children also should survive, they should have children, so that you will not have to go through the process, so that your brother will not have to go through the process of chalitza and yibum, which is a form of machloikis. And the Meforshim over there explain in the Gemara that when the living brother refuses to go through Yibum, when he refuses to marry his brother's wife for whatever reason, or she refuses to go through with it, the process of chalitza involves the widow spitting in front of the living brother. That's an aspect of machloikis. That's not a friendly gesture. That's a gesture of despise, of disrespect, etc. And the Meforshim point out, even regarding Yibum also, since we know that Yibum can be done with her consent or without her consent, even if the brother's wife refuses to go through Yibum, Besdin can sort of force the issue. So there also, both Yibum and Chalitza represent machloikis. They don't represent necessarily complete peace. That's why the Gemara there darshins on the Pasuk, Urei vonim levonecho sholoim al Yisrael, may you be zeichet to have children and your children have children, and there should be peace in Klal Yisrael, that nobody should have to go through this process of Chalitza or Yibum. Ki ikar hachalitza v'ayibum hu bishvil l'saken pegam hoitza. Because the main purpose of chalitza and yibum is to correct a defect, a deficiency in the area of eitza, shehu pegam hasholim, which is also a pegam in sholim, in peace. Rav Nosson Zal writes in one place, that out of, we know, we spoke yesterday about the incredible importance of Eitza, advice, guidance, knowing what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, what where to go, where not to go. That's the most critical thing in a person's life, to have the right direction. If a person has the right direction, they're being successful, they're doing the right thing, they're doing good things, etc., no matter how difficult or easy it is. If a person, chas v'shalom, is misdirected, no matter how successful they seem to be, they're going the wrong way. We gave examples before. Person appears to be succeeding. He's acquiring a lot of money, and in the process, Chas V'Shalom loses his family or loses his Olam Haba because he doesn't allocate any time for Torah mitzvahs, that's success. So we see that Eitzah is very important. Rav Nosson Zal brings that out of all the things in a person's life that he needs Eitzah for, the most difficult thing in life is Shalom, achieving peace. Number one, achieving peace between one's body and soul, which are in constant conflict. They're pulling in two different directions. The body wants Gashmias, materialism, etc. The soul wants Ruchnias. Achieving peace between husband and wife. These who are very often opposites in many ways, and achieving peace among in Klal Yisrael, that this is the most complex, most difficult struggle of a Jew in this world. And this is where a person needs Eitzah the most. And this is why we find one of the great rabbis in Breslov, Rebbe Froimel, who wrote the Sefer Oinig Shabbos, he writes that in the Tefillah for Eitzah Toiva that we say every night in Ma'ariv, in the paragraph Hashkivenu, before Shmon Esrei, we ask Hashem, V'taknenu be'etzah toiva milfonecha, Hashem, please give us good advice from you. The next four words are, V'hoishienu mehero laman shemecha. And please, Hashem, help us, give us a Yeshua, a salvation, for the sake of your holy name. The first letters of those four words, V'hoishienu mehero laman shemecha, spell the word shalom, peace. Emphasizing this fact that when I'm asking for v'taknenu be'etzah toiva, what do I need etzah toiva for the most? To be zoche to shalom. How to achieve real, genuine peace. Rav Nosson Zal continues, Ki tzorich lahashir bonim achrov, Kedei sheyu nimshochim etzois shleimois la'asogas elokus kanal. Each and every Jew, as we explained earlier, has to try to see to it to leave children in the world after he leaves the world so that the etzois will continue to flow. We mentioned earlier that each and every Jew that comes to the world brings new seichel into the world, new das. And the essence of das is etzah toivo. So a person has to see to it to have children so that these etzos will become more complete and more complete. The etzos that one needs to achieve recognition of Hashem. Aval kishe'en zoiche la'aposha ulahamed toilodim. However, when a Jew is not zoiche to multiply, to reproduce, and to leave behind children, azai ein nishmoso yecholo la'alo islamalo l'bechinas kodesh kadosh l'bechinas sech la'kolo, then his soul is not able to go up to the Holy of Holies, to the sech la'kolo, machma shelo zocho lahamshich b'chayo ev etzois misham ulahamtik hatzimtzumim. Because of the fact that he was not privileged during his lifetime to draw Eitzos from there and thereby sweeten the dinim, the tzimtzumim. Shezeo b'chinas habonim kanal. That's the concept of children, as we spoke about earlier. V'alkein ishtoi tzricho yibum. And it's for this reason that his wife needs to go through this procedure called yibum. L'sakein nishmosoi al yidei ochiv. In order to complete the soul of the brother who passed away via the living brother. Vehi asura lashuk, and the widow is forbidden to marry anyone else ad shetisyabem, unless she first goes through the process of yibum oy tachaloitz, or the process of chalitza. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk tells us, the wife of the brother who passed away is not available on the market. She's reserved first for his brother. Because she is still attached to her husband who died as she was while he was physically living. Ki hamoves lo yehifrid beineihem, because his death did not bring about a complete separation between them. Me'achar she'ein nishmosa yechoyla la'alo islamala, because of the fact that his soul is remaining down below now. It's not able to go up to where it needs to go to. Machma she'lo yizocha b'chayov lahamtik b'chinas atzimtzum, because of the fact that he was not privileged while he was living to sweeten the tzimtzum, the din. She'hi b'chinas ishtoi, which is in the form of his wife. He was not zeichet to reveal the full measure of Eitza, Shehim Bechinas Sabonim, which comes in the form of children. Shezeh Iker Bechinas Hamtoka. That's one of the main forms of Hamtoka, Hamtoka Sadinim. V'alkein, and therefore, Machma Shalei Zochol Azeh, because of the fact that he didn't accomplish that. V'nishmosoi nisheres mishaitetes lamato, and his soul continues to float around down below. Alkein ishtoi kshura boyadayim. That's why his wife is still attached to him. Because as we explained earlier, ki hiskashrus shel ish ve'isha, because the connection between husband and wife, v'hapirud beinehem, and the disconnection, breaking them apart, shetihye muteres lachar, in order to make her free to marry anyone else she wants, hakoil al yedei haseichel ho'elyoin hakoil al hakoil. Both of those procedures, connecting them and separating them, both require that seichel ho'elyoin, which is koil al everything. Sheshom yecholon lehiskasher, up there, it's possible to unite husband and wife, oy lahatir hakesher, or to undo the connection. Shezeh bechinas haget, which is the divorce, bechinas sefer krisus, the document that separates. V'alkein, and therefore, kishemashir bonim achrov, when the husband is zoiche to leave behind children after him. She'oz himtik hatzimtzum lefi bechinosoi al yidei he'oro miseichel ha'koilel, which means, which implies that the husband succeeded in sweetening the tzimtzum on his level via the light from the seichel ho'elyon that he was able to bring down. She'mishom shoyrish habonim, which is where children come from. V'chol ha'hamtokoi sanal, and that's where all sweetening of din comes from. If he did achieve that, v'alkein gam b'moisoi nifredes ishtoi mimenu, then when he passes away, his wife becomes disengaged from him completely. Alidei ha'heoro miseich la'koilom, through the light from that very high place, the Seichel HaKoilel, Sheshom Aliyas HaNeshomo Achar HaHistalkus, which is the place where her deceased husband's soul went up to after he passed away. When the soul leaves, it goes up to that place of Seichel HaKoilel. Shezoiche Le'eze Bechinas Aliyah L'shon, his soul is zoiche to rise up to there on a certain level, al yidei habonim shehishir, as a result of the children that he was zoiche to leave behind, shenim shochem yisham, whose souls also came from there. Aval kishein loy ben veloy shum zera, however, when he did not have a son and he did not have any children, ein yochel alois l'shon, his soul cannot yet go up there. V'alkein adayin loy huter akesher, and therefore, the connection between the deceased husband and the widow has not yet been severed completely. Ki iefsher lahatir hakesher shebein ish v'ishtoi, because it is impossible to undo that connection between husband and wife. Kiim kishe'oilem l'shom, unless one of them passes away and their soul goes up to there. V'alkein Ishtoi asura lachutz gam la'achar misosoi. And that's why his wife is not available to marry anybody even after her husband passed away. Ki adayin kshura boy, her soul is still connected to him. Machmas she'eino yochoy la'alois la'sech la'koilo. Because her deceased husband's soul cannot go up to that Seichel HaKoilel Lahatir HaKesher, to release her from being connected to him. Me'achar Shalei Hishir Bonim, because of the fact that he did not leave behind children. Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'alkein hatikun al yedei ochiv daiko. And therefore the solution to this problem is through the brother of the deceased husband. Shetzorich ochiv leyabe mezishtoi. His living brother is obligated to marry the widow through yibum. Ki ein hadin nimtak elo b'shoroshoi daiko. Because we have a rule in Sifrei Kabbalah that when you want to sweeten a din, you have to go to the source of that din, to the origin of that din, to sweeten it. It's not hefkeris. It's not you just pick anything out of a hat. Let's say you have a bottle, and you're missing a cap to the bottle. You can't just pick any old cap. You have to have the cap that fits that bottle. So too over here. When you have a midas hadin, you have a judgment, you have to find the hamtoka that fits that judgment. V'chol tzimtzum yesh loy sechel proti sha'al yotoy daiko nimtak zeh tzimtzum v'lo yal yedei sechel acher. Each and every constriction, each and every din has a specific sechel proti that's associated with it, which is the one that's in a position to sweeten that din, to sweeten that tzimtzum. And no other sechel can do it. A different seichel is a different size cap. Sheze b'chinas isur eishes ish. This is the concept of how a man is forbidden to marry somebody else's wife, because it's a different size bottle. The cap doesn't fit. Each tzimtzum has its seichel proti that goes with it. Kimavur leil, as we explained earlier. And with this, we could also understand why close relatives are forbidden also. A brother, a sister, a father, a mother, a son, a daughter are forbidden relationships. Shekol hakroivois asurois. Relatives that are closely related to each other, brother and sister, father and daughter, are forbidden to marry each other. Ki ikar hamtokas hatzimtzum, shehu bechinas hizgalu soetzo, leida oisa yisborach, hu daiko mi merchak. Rav Nosson Zalmel is introducing a very important concept. When we want to be mamtik a din, when we want to sweeten a din, when we want to reveal an etza, a solution to a problem, the solution is not necessarily close by, and especially if it involves revealing an Eitzah by which one will achieve recognition of Hashem, understanding of Hashem, those kind of Eitzahs, those kinds of Hamtokos come from the distance. They come from very high places, Mimerchak, from far away. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 31, when it speaks about the Holy Torah, it says, Mimerchak tovi lachma. She brings her bread from far away places, from distant places. Hanemar be'eshes chayil. That Pasuk is part of the paragraph Eshes Chayil, which speaks about the Torah, which speaks about Eitzos. V'zehu bichinas Meirochoik Hashem Niroli. And this is also the pasuk that says that Hashem revealed himself to me Meirochoik, from far away. Meirochoik Daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the wording. Ki ikar menias ha-hasoga v'hayediyah mimenu yisporach. Because one of the main obstacles that prevents a person from really understanding Hashem and really being connected to Hashem properly, hu machmas ribuy oyer, is because of too much light. It's impossible for us to receive oyer hasagosoi, this knowledge, this understanding of Hashem, which is infinite, ki ribuy shemen goyrim kibuy aner. Because we know when you have a candle that's being burning with oil, if you add a little more oil sometimes, the candle burns longer or better. You add still more oil and you extinguish the candle. You flood it, it becomes extinguished. Too much oil extinguishes the candle. So too much light can destroy a person. And therefore, when we speak about understanding Hashem, we're talking about billions of watts of light. So therefore, it's easy to get burned in the process or get blown up in the process. V'al kein, and therefore, ikar hatikun, the main solution to this problem, that we're dealing with billions of watts of lights, and how in the world do you relate to that in a healthy way? The main solution is al yedei ribuy hakelim v'atzimtzumim agdoshim. The answer is, one vessel isn't enough. One tzimtzum isn't enough. You need thousands of vessels, thousands of tzimtzumim, to be able to receive that light of Hashem, that full light of Hashem. If you prepare kelim, and each keli is 100 watt, and you prepare 100 such kelim, you can only handle 10,000 watts. If the understanding of Hashem is 1,000,000 watts or 1,000,000,000 watts, you're not going to be able, it's going to flood you, it's going to destroy you, chas v'shalom. She'al yodom zoichin lekabel haseichel shel hasoga selekusa yisborach behadrogo ubemida. A Jew has to prepare many vessels, many tzimtzumim, which will allow him to receive this seichel of understanding Hashem in a healthy way, in a moderate, healthy way. V'alkein osar lono es haroyos, and it's for this reason that Hashem forbid us to marry close relatives, to marry a sister or a mother or a daughter or a brother's wife under normal circumstances. Shehem kol hakroyvos, which are all the close relatives, kedei shelo yia hazivug bebechinas riboyor, so that the union between them will not be a concept of too much light. She'oz ein yecholin lahamtikat tzimtzum, whereby when there's too much light, it cannot serve properly. It does not succeed in sweetening the tzimtzum, machmas riboyor, because of the fact that there's too much light. In other words, we would think logically that the best marriage would be a brother and sister, because who's closer? The whole problem in marriage is all the differences. She grew up in this neighborhood, and he grew up in that neighborhood, and she grew up in this kind of home, and he grew up in that kind of home. But if they're closely related, it would seem that that makes it so much more cohesive, so much easier. But Rav Nosson Zal explains that on the contrary, that's a concept of too much light. Knows you need to know, lahavdil, a chemist, people that work that know different things, can take a look at certain situations where people would think logically, putting this thing over here is healthy or better, and it works the opposite way. An example: we have the example that heat rises, and cold air goes down normally. When you install air conditioning or heating in a house, they put the heating, that the heating is baseboard heating or floor heating, and the air conditioning usually higher up. Then the person looks at this and says, what an idiot. Why did he do that? If he put the heat over there, why did he put the air conditioning over there also? We have both coming in different places? And the answer is yes. You need to know that these two work in different ways. So too here, Rav Nosson Zal explains to us that the concept of close relatives is a concept where if they were to unite in marriage, it would be a bechina of ribuyor, too much light, which doesn't allow the procedure. Lahavdil, you make a cake. You put in 3 cups of sugar, it's a perfect cake. You figure, wow, 3 cups of sugar is good. Imagine if I put in 6, be much better even. And then sometimes you put in 6 and you can't eat it. It's disgusting. It's too sweet. It's the same concept here. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the concept of Yibum. V'alkein, and therefore, kishemeis b'loy bonim chas v'sholom, if the husband passed away without having had children, nidche ho isur shel esh esoch, the law that forbids a brother to marry his brother's wife disappears. Is no doesn't apply. Kimeachar she'ochiv meis b'loy bonim, because of the fact that the brother passed away without having children, which means his soul did not go up to the place of Holy of Holies, which is where children come from. And Rav Nosson Zal says we find an interesting hint to this in the Gemara. When it speaks about the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash, one of the nicknames of the Holy of Holies is it's called Chadar Hamitos, the bedroom. The Gemara says, Lomo Nikro Shmoi Chadar Hamitos. Why is the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash referred to as the bedroom? Sheshom Pirion Verivion Shel Yisrael. Because it's from there that comes forth the ability to reproduce. The children that are born in Klal Yisrael, they come from there, from the Holy of Holies. Because it's from there, from the Holy of Holies, from that Seichel HaKoilel that we spoke about earlier, the Evan Shasiya, from there is where birth comes from. Shehi Bechinas Hizgalus Soetza, which is synonymous with the concept of revealing and introducing new Seichel to the world, new Eitza. Bechinas Hamtokas Hatzimtzum. It's also the concept of sweetening the din. V'alkein. And therefore, Ze Shemeis B'loy Bonim Chas V'Shom, this brother who passed away without having children, V'loy Zocho La'alois L'Shom, and therefore did not go up to that place yet, Nishar Koshur Beragle Ochiv Kamuva. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that his soul remains attached to the feet of his brothers. The soul is there, waiting for his brother who's still living to complete him, to help him complete himself. V'chol tikunoi al yidei ochiv daiko. And the tikun, the solution for the brother who passed away, is now in the hands of his living brother. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to make this clearer. We'll pause just for a moment. Today there are a few people who need a refuah shleima that are close to us. There's a person who learns in this yeshiva, Kalman Nachman ben Chaya Brocha, and also three or four of my close relatives, Gitta Genendel bas Sipoira, Tzivya Odel bas Gitta Genendel, Dina Leah Rochel, Chaya bas Dina Leah Rochel, Devoira bas Chaya, bas Chayki, and Chaya Finkel bas Sipoira. All of them should be zeicha, together with all Shar Chayli Yisrael, to have a complete refuah and Yeshua. We know that illness is a form of din. When a person is sick, they're referred to in a category of midas sadin, and a refuah is an aspect of hamtoka sadin. We're learning about hamtoka sadinim. This should be mamtik, all the dinim that apply to us, our families, and all of Klal Yisrael. Kizeh yodua. This is, Rav Nosson Zal explains, this is a known fact. Shekol Bechina Klula Mikol HaBechinois, that each aspect in Ruchnius and spirituality contains in it all the other aspects. Chesed contains in it Gvura, Hoid, Netzach, Yesoid. Gvura has in it Chesed, Teferes. Chocolate has in it vanilla, strawberry, lahavdil. You know, each one has in it all the other ones. V'alkein, and therefore, kemoi shebichlal, just like on a general level, yesh bechina sechel hakloli, v'sichli im protim kanal, Rabbi Nazal explains over there in chapter 61 in Likut Imran that there's a general sechel, there's an umbrella sechel that includes thousands of things under it, and then there's a detailed sechel, there's an individual detailed sechel that's plugged into that sechel hakoilo that receives from it. Kemoi kein, so too, kol mishpocha ubeisav hu bechina sechel hakloli v'sichli impratim. So too, each and every family in Klal Yisrael, and each and every family that extends from a person, the extended family, is also a concept of sechel hakloli and sichli impratim. Ki ho'av hu bechina sechel hakoilo. The father, or the patriarch, he represents the sechel hakoilo. He's the umbrella sechel. Ki av b'chochma. Because we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that father represents chochma. Bechinas chochma ilo. That upper chochma. Shu bechinas sechel hakoilo, which is referred to as sechel hakoilo. V'chol habonim hanim shochem imenu. And all the children that come from a father, heim bechinas sichli impratim. Compared to their father, relative to their father, they are sichli impratim. They are individual wires, individual sechels, that are plugged into that upper wire, that main wire, the father. V'chein achar kach, and so too the chain continues further. Tzorech lahamshich kol echad mibonov, sichloi, lebechinas sichli impratim negdoi. Each and every one of those children has to draw his seichel into down another level, to drop it down another level to the grandchildren, to the sichli improt, to those who are seichel prati compared to their daddy. Sheheim habonim shemoyled kol echad mibonav. This refers to the children that each one of the children gives birth to, that brings into the world. V'chein midor l'dor, and this continues from generation to generation, lo'ilam, ad infinitum, you know, continually. Shetzorich lahamshich haseichel me'ov l'bein, that Klal Yisrael has this mission, each and every father has this mission of passing on his seichel to his children, to his son, mi'seichel ha'kloli l'seichel ha'proti, from a higher level to a lower level. Kedei lahamtik kol hatzimtzumim, in order to sweeten all the tzimtzumim, all the dinim, all the constrictions, ulevarer kol hasigim, and to get rid of all of the psoilis, all the junk. This is a refining process, like when you refine gold or refine other things, and you have to extract certain parts of it that need to be removed in order for the gold to be real pure gold, etc. There's a refinement taking place in Klal Yisrael. For example, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that from the time that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, it's brought that the snake, by giving this advice to Chava to go against Hashem, he injected a certain tumah into Chava that affected her children, that went into her children and her grandchildren and so on and so forth. When it came to Avraham Avinu, who was the beginning of a whole new era of holiness, in order for Avraham Avinu's son Yitzchak to be as pure as he needed to be, Avraham Avinu had to first have a child called Yishmael to enable Avraham Avinu to release some of the junk, in a sense, some of the psoilis some of the tumah, in a sense, the impurity that was found in Avram Avinu that dated back to the Eitz Hadas, in order for that not to get passed on to Yitzchok Avinu, it had to be released in Yishmoel. That's why Yishmoel had to come first. It goes out there. There's a removal of some of the chaff, some of the this, so that now the next child that's born is on a much higher level of purity. Then we had to go another round, Yitzchok Avinu, in order to produce Yaakov Avinu, who would be the father of Klal Yisrael, who would be the father of the 12 tribes. And in order for Yaakov Avinu to have the highest level purity that he could possibly have, Yitzchok Avinu had to first, the Esav, there was all cut, Esav came out first, the psoilus, some kind of negativity, the tumor, was released in Esav, so that Yaakov Avinu could be on a high, still higher level of purity. And this is taking place in every generation in certain ways that we don't know. We don't necessarily see it or know exactly how this works, but there's a refinement that's taking place again and again. Kedei legalois so etzois hakadoshois, in order to bring into the world and reveal the holy etzois, hanim shochim me'asechel hakodesh, which originate from the holy seichel, kedei legalois elokusoi va'amitosoi lechol boi olam, in order to broadcast and reveal the truth of Hashem to the entire world, to all of mankind. That's the real purpose of life, and that's the real purpose of creation and the whole world and everything. As the pasuk says, Av lebonim yoidia el amitecho. A father to his children will enlighten them regarding your truth, the truth of Hashem, the truth about Hashem. That's the main thing that we're trying to transmit from generation to generation. V'chol elu hasichliim protim, hanimshochem me'av echod, and all the individual units of seichel that come from one father, from one beginning, from one source, sheheim habonim shemoylid, which are the children that he produces, kulam heim achim usmuchim zelozeh, they are all referred to as brothers. And there's a certain closeness, there's a certain natural closeness between them because of the fact that they come from the same source, from the same father. Machmas shekulam nimshichu mebechinas seichel hakoylel echod, because they all came from one umbrella seichel, from one daddy, from one source of seichel hakoylel. Umachmaseh biatzmoi Osur Eshesach Shaloi B'mokah Mitzvah. And it's for that reason that a brother is not allowed to marry his brother's wife unless the mitzvah of Yibum is involved. Kedei Shaloi Ligroim Ribuyor Chas V'Shom. Because we said that could cause too much light. It's people that are too similar to each other. In order to be able to run, people know that in business, in marriage, if two people are exactly the same, they can't really generate new things. It's when people are different from each other a little and yet cooperating, working together, each one contributes different things to the picture, and that's what makes it work. Im hoya nimshach mishnei sichlim hasmuchim lahamtik tzimtzum echod. That's the harm and the damage that would be caused if the light is coming from two seichels that are right next to each other to try to sweeten one tzimtzum. Can't do it. Ki hoya nisrabe chas v'shom oyer seichel hakoyel al yoyser me'amido, because the light of the combination of these two who are so close to each other would be a concept of too much light, shegoyrim shvira, which causes breakage, destruction, shegoyrim shvira lagamri chasshom, which causes complete destruction, kayodua, as is known. Here again, lahavdil, the example of a cake or any food that a person produces. A person would say if they're producing a sweet dessert, so let's add every kind of sweetener in the world. Let's put in sugar, let's put in this, another sweetener, and it doesn't necessarily make it better. In order to bring out the real good taste in something, you have to have a balance. You have to have sweetening agents, and you have to have things that work the other way to balance it out, to bring out the real good flavor in that item. V'alkein, and therefore, kishoisha nifredes mibailo al hidei get, when a woman becomes separated from her husband by divorce, oy al hidei misas habal, or by the husband passing away, asura l'chol kroivav, she is still forbidden, off limits, to his brothers, to his close relatives. Ki osur lahamshich lo oid heoro, mibichinas oisoi hasechel hakoilel, shekvar nimshach lo mimenu al yidei baal harishon. Because it is forbidden to try to give her another portion of light that's coming from the same source of light that her husband was giving her light from. Because then it's too much of the same thing. It's too much light. Which causes destruction. Whereas in the case of a person's brother's wife, where the brother who passed away did not have children, mitzvah le'yabim. There it's a mitzvah for the living brother to marry his deceased brother's wife. Ki ochiv meis b'loy bonim, because the brother passed away without children. V'loy zocho la'alos l'chinas kodesh kodoshim lam shechor b'shleimus, which means he was not zocho to go up to that holy of holies to bring down the light fully ad she'yeh nimshech hoylodo, to the point where it would result in the birth of a child, shehu his galus eitza, which is a revelation of sechel, a revelation of eitza. Al kein, tzorech shiyeh hatikun al yedei ochiv daiko. Therefore, in this case, you need specifically a close relative. You need the brother to go in and correct the situation. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 17, ki och, Litzoro yivoled. A brother was created for problems, when there's problems. This is an incredible pasuk in Mishlei over there. The pasuk begins by saying, friends you need all the time. Friends are good when there's celebration, when there's trouble, when there's this. But brothers, a close relative, sometimes brothers aren't always a blessing in the happy situations. But when there's trouble, when there's a problem, even a brother will come and step in to try to help. In other words, sometimes when things are going well, the brother won't necessarily be there to join in. But when there's a problem, the brother, when there's a tzara, it's the brother that comes, even the brothers come to try to step in and help. This is the concept of the pasuk that's expressed there. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Litzoro, note the word tzoro, which is miloshin tsar, constriction, tzimtzum. Hainu bechinas din v'tzoro, hanimshach mitoikef ha-tzimtzum, sheloizoch ochev lamtikoi. This is referring to the midas hadin, and the constriction that exists because of the fact that the brother who passed away did not succeed in being mamtik v'tzimtzum completely. Is because he didn't bring children in. Alkein, therefore, tikunoi, this his solution, vaham tokosoi, and the sweetening of the din, al yedei ochiv, is specifically through his brother, bebechinas ach letzoro yivoleid. A brother was born letzoro to help in a case of tzoro. Ki ochiv somachelov, because the brother is close to him. The brother receives from the same source that the deceased brother receives from, which is their mutual father. Therefore, the brother, the living brother, can now take a shot, can make an attempt at drawing from the Seichel HaKoilel in order to bring down the light that's needed from the same Seichel HaKoilel that his deceased brother was connected to try to bring down Seichel, L'sakein V'ligmoir Hamtokas HaTzimtzum, to go ahead and fix and complete the sweetening of the Tzimtzum, Sheloi Zocho Ochev L'Hashlim, which his brother who passed away was not Zoche to complete. Shehu Bechinas Soid HaYibum. This is the secret of the mitzvah of Yibum. Shemeyabim Es Eshe Sochiv, whereby he goes ahead and marries the wife of the brother who passed away. Shehu Bechinas HaTzimtzum. She represents the Tzimtzum. Shenistaken Achshov, which hopefully will be fixed now. Al Yedei HaSeichel HaSomuch Eilov B'Sharoshoi, through a unit of Seichel that's closest to her husband who passed away, Shehu Ochiv, which is his living brother, kind of as we explained earlier. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another little explanation. Ki yefshir sheyia hayibum al yidei ho'ov bi'atzmoi, lachzor lebechinas haseich lakol bi'atzmoi, it's impossible for the father of this person who passed away, who represents the Seichel HaKoilel, it's impossible for him, the one, to do the Yibum process, which means the woman's father-in-law. Ki oz ye bevadai bechinas ribuyor, because that definitely would be too much light. Because again, a father compared to his son, the father is called Seichel HaKoilel, the son is called Seichel Proti. The father is 1,000,000 watts, his son is 1,000 watts. So if the son was married to a woman and his role was in the thousands, for the father now to try to step in there, he's using a different unit of measurement completely. He's 1,000,000 watts, which could blow every ribuyor. Machmas sha'av hu bechinas seichel HaKoilel negdom, because the father represents seichel HaKoilel compared to his children. Velashuk hi asura bavadai, and to put her out in the marketplace, to send her out to marry somebody else that's not part of that family, is definitely forbidden. Ki adayin loy nifredom yochiv, because she has not yet separated from her husband who passed away. Because this brother who died was not zoche to have his soul go up to that Seichel HaKoilel. Al kein, therefore, tikunoi al yedei ochiv. His tikun, the solution is through the living brother. Shehu bechinas haseichel hasomuch elov. He represents a seichel that's very similar, that's very close to the brother that passed away. Ki achshov ein isur eishes ach klal. Because at this point, the forbiddenness, the law that forbids marrying your brother's wife, does not apply at all, doesn't exist at all. Ki lo yir ribuyor chas v'shalom, it will not result in too much light, as we discussed earlier. Me'achar she'ochiv meis b'loy bonim, because of the fact that the brother who died without children, which means he did not receive a portion of that great light, that light of the Seichel HaKoilel. And that's why in this situation, it's the opposite of the standard procedure. Now the solution is through his brother. Shehu bechinas haseichel hasomuch loy, who represents a seichel that's closest to the brother who died. Sheyochel lachzor ulahamshich hahamtoka me'oisoy seichel hakoil sheochiv. This brother who's living has the ability to try to go up to the same source from where his dead brother tried to get from, the same seichel hakoil, the same daddy, and be able to bring down light from there. Because both of these brothers draw from the same source, the same Sechel HaKoel, Hainu Me'avim, from their father, Shubachina Sechel HaKoel connect them, who represents Sechel HaKoel compared to them. And through this, the living brother now has the opportunity to correct and sweeten this tzimtzum, shehoyotzorich ochiv lamtik, which his brother was supposed to sweeten, and he wasn't successful, v'yokum al shem ochiv, and to establish it on his brother's name, to bring children in the world, to bring a child who will have the brother's name, the one who passed away, and thereby serve as a tikkun, a solution for what was lacking, for what was missing. The next paragraph will go into the topic of chalitza, Mitzvah Shem. Hold it over here. We'll hold it over here for now. We hope to have a shiur on the Parshas HaShavua at